called The House of the Setting Sun. I hope you like it. She touched his photograph for luck, but one touch was never enough. She had to touch it 20 times, one touch for all his crimes. By then it was 1:30, and then the soaps would be on. Then there'd be a matinee, and what was outside anyway? From his chair he whispers, "Why doesn't she see me? How can madness seem so odd and rare?"
The man upstairs is banging a gong, but that gong's inside his head. But if he keeps perfectly still, does what the doctor said, he can make it disappear until the end of the day, when he hears the girl downstairs and remembers why the gong is there. In her sleep she's thinking, why doesn't he see me? How can madness seem so ordinary?
And nobody hears them crying. Nobody hears them laugh. Nobody shares their future. And nobody cares about their past. Deep in their souls they are screaming, "Mother Mary, what have we done?
It's all gone very quiet inside
the house of the setting sun."
Cuttlefish, she prepares another dish that she'll spend a silent hour watching him noisily devour. Then they'll go to the living room that she calls the living tomb. Then she'll pray to Sasha Distel to come and save her from this hell. From his chair he's thinking, why doesn't she see me? All she does is feed those birds and make the tea, and nobody hears them crying. Nobody hears them laugh. Nobody shares their future. And nobody cares about their past.
Deep in the souls they are screaming, "Mother Mary, what have we done?
It's all gone very quiet inside the house of the setting sun."
Quiet inside
the pales of the setting sun.